Most residents of unincorporated South Hillsborough County are probably unaware that they share their neighborhood with a state prison. Ironically, the only reason they're hearing about it now is because the facility is on the Department of Corrections chopping block. The Hillsborough Correctional Institution in Riverview is one of seven state prisons and four work camps targeted for closure by the end of June. So how does the DOC decide which prisons to close? Ann Howard, Communications Director for the Department of Corrections, says the decision is based on a number of criteria.
Well, one of the things we did take into account on the list of criteria was the number of volunteers involved with each of the different prisons, the cost of running the institution, the number of inmates that are there that may be able to successfully be moved to another institution. So there were a lot of things taken into account figuring out this list.
Hillsborough Correctional Institution is what's known as a faith and character-based facility, one of five in the state and one of only two exclusively for women. Nearby Prince of Peace Catholic Church in Sun City Center plays an active role in the prison ministry. Volunteer chaplain and ministry chair Sharon Whidden manages over 400 volunteers from places like Apollo Beach, Sarasota, and Bradenton, who donate their time and talents to vocational and mentoring programs for the approximately 300 inmates. The goal, she says, is to equip the women to re-enter society with a sense of purpose.
There's 65 different programs on the compound, betterment programs, spiritual programs, sports programs. We have creative writing. We have grief and loss classes. We have parenting classes. I mean, the list is huge. Not to mention the vocational classes that are offered to give the women skills to build their self-esteem so that when they get out, they don't just get out, they become productive citizens.
Department of Corrections figures put the cost to house an inmate at HCI at $97 per day compared to $63 at other state prisons. But Sharon Whidden says those numbers don't tell the whole story and do not reflect the facility's low rate of reoffenders.
We said they never looked at the true cost of recidivism. We had the lowest numbers, and that varies too. Back then, we were told it was 6.7%, which was not only the lowest in the state, it was the lowest in the country, and it made no sense to close the most successful women's prison.
HCI has a lot of notable fans, like State Senators Mike Fasano and Rhonda Storms, and Representative Rich Glorioso of Plant City, all working diligently to keep it open. Senator Fasano says the prison should be being held up as a model for other facilities, not shut down.
When you have a prison, a facility like HCI, when you see the success rate, that the low recidivism rates, and when you have former prisoners come before us and testify of how successful they are because of the rehabilitation they were able to get at HCI, you don't close a prison like that. In fact, if anything else, you expand it because, in the end, it saves tax dollars because these ex-prisoners or former prisoners are not going through the revolving door.
Another big supporter of the Hillsborough Correctional Institution is County Commissioner Al Higginbotham, who placed the scheduled closing of HCI on the agenda of next Wednesday's commission meeting.
I will ask my colleagues to consider the resolution to support keeping this open, and we'll ask them to instruct the chairman through a vote to sign the resolution and pass that on to the appropriate maker, Tallahassee. And I've actually been very involved with HCI. I've visited the prison, have spent time with the inmates, the staff, and see the success that we're having with the people who are incarcerated there at HCI.
When asked to answer those who might criticize the lack of separation between church and state regarding HCI's faith-based agenda, Whidden says this.
I believe that truth is truth and values are values, that the whole thing is to build faith in themselves. Who doesn't want better mothers and better grandmothers coming because they're better human beings?
Senator Fasano, who has been a vocal critic of the legislative push to privatize the state's prisons, says it's not too late for citizens to weigh in on HCI. He's encouraging people to email Senate President Mike Haridopoulos, incoming House Speaker Will Weatherford, and Governor Rick Scott. On Wednesday, Fasano was stripped of his chairmanship of the Budget Committee, which oversees prisons and the courts, by Senate President Mike Haridopoulos for his resistance to prison privatization.